was your first reaction when Zim canceled practice today?
Yay.
I mean, it was surprising. It was a big surprise that he did it. First time doing something like that. He noticed that, you know, we came together as a team and worked hard and did everything right as a team and by him, by the Vikings, so he gave us a break.
What have you noticed about Jabari Price this offseason? How's his work been?
Oh, amazing. I mean, he came out this off, came back playing great. It's hard to explain just that he was playing good. Actually been playing his best.
What's the mindset of guys? I know you get a little bit of a break, but based off of the success of last year and then kind of the energy of going back to Mankato, weeks ago, back pretty quick. But
I'm not to worry about what we did last year. It's a whole new year. So we're just going to go out and stay hungry and stay with the chip over our shoulders and still accomplish our goals and try to take it all the way to here.
You talk about the chip on your shoulder coming in, you know, a couple months after a tough loss to Seattle. Do you think that helped motivate you guys to maybe have just a really good spring?
About that. That was last year. You know, so we're going to the next year, same with the next year. And we're still going to have the chip over our shoulders, even just because we're just trying to get somewhere next year on Super Bowl.
Xavier Zim was mentioning how maybe your strength and Trey Wayne's strength, especially we're playing like maybe more press coverage up on the line. Does when you're playing without pads and you have to play more off, does that help you guys?
I mean, you still got to play proper technique. So, I mean, you just can't be physical. You can be more physical with the pads on, but without, you have to be more finesse, use more of your technique. So, actually, it's tougher without the pads because you have to use your feet more. But it helped us out a lot, you know, and being able to be off and be able to stand in front of those guys and learn from them.
What do you think about the joint practices with Cincinnati?
I don't know. This is going to be my first time ever doing it.
Do these workout, these off-season ones, when you don't have the pads on, do they usually favor the receivers more than the cornerbacks, make things harder on you?
No matter if it's with pads or without, you know, the guys still going to compete. And guys still gonna try to catch the ball and try to win. So, you know, with or without it, you know, we still have to go out there and compete and contest every catch.
Are you looking forward to being able to throw the pads on come training camp time?
I'm looking forward to just playing. Get pads without pads, anyway, no matter what. Just compete. That's my biggest thing. Just